This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Instant Karma here on the DJV program. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, Mr. Karma.
Karma Chameleon.
Yeah, all right. Where is the boy George when we need him? Jennifer Horn is here. That was her voice. Hey, Jay, would you like to pipe up and give us a taste of your voice, please? Please.
Hello. I feel like the pressure's on. It's like when someone's like, oh, tell me a joke, and immediately you forget every joke you've ever known to man.
Yeah. You're getting good to tell. Jennifer is a good joke. She laughs at her own jokes, though.
I do.
You laugh at your own jokes?
Yeah, okay. They're only when they're funny.
Really? Huh. I don't know that I laugh at anything that I say. Other people do, for whatever the reason. The situation in Cuba. Here's another. I'm wondering what's going to happen because during the Trump years, the Cubans were out. During the Obama years, they brought things back into focus. And because Biden is Obama times two, I'm wondering about the situation now, especially because the Cubans are complaining they don't have enough food. They don't have enough medicine. They don't have anything.
I think what was crazy, and maybe, Jay, you saw it on social media over the weekend, but the videos of the protests, I don't think we've really had a glimpse of that before, a glimpse into Cuba. And, yeah, people are starving. And
overthrowing the government would be a good idea. That's a good start.
Yeah, people are sick, horrifying. And they say that they're ready. By the way, they say they're ready to do that. They're ready to form their own government. They use the United States as inspiration. Go figure. We're still admired somewhere on the planet. Yet it seems that...
It's not like we were a long shot. It was 90 miles from Miami to Havana.
I know. But what I'm saying is, you know, a lot of people in this country want to poo-poo the United States and the message that we send, but it seems that Cuba, at least, looks at us as someone that they'd like to, or as a country they'd like to emulate. But it's been pretty quiet. You haven't heard much from Bernie Sanders. You haven't heard much from the Biden administration. Both of them pretty tight-lipped on the people in the uprising in Cuba. The person who has been saying a lot is Ron DeSantis, who's the governor of Florida. As you mentioned, Florida is really close to Cuba. Yeah. And so Ron DeSantis is kind of, again, and this is a missed opportunity.
He's running for president. He's running for president.
But you can dismiss it that way, but let me let you think of it this way.
I'm not dismissing. I think it's important that we know. I think we need to be doing business in Cuba and have thought that it was a huge mistake on Trump's part. For whatever illogical reason he came up with.
That people are being starved to death. This is the reason. I mean, the reason is that this is a communist regime with direct ties to Russia and China. They're starving and killing their own people, and now the people are
so
this is why
China's starving and killing their
money.
Own people.
We should be doing the same thing to China, don't you think? Right. I would think so.
Yeah, I'd rather see it there and have us open up Cuba. At least it could become another state or something. Cuba would be a great place.
The failure politically is that the Biden administration is allowing Ron DeSantis to take the lead on this. And if you do think that Ron DeSantis is going to run for the presidency in 2024, then why would you give him the opportunity to take the lead and look like the good guy? Because they don't want to step on the narrative that somehow socialism or communism is bad. And that's unfortunate because that is why you don't hear from Bernie Sanders. It's why you don't hear from Joe Biden, because they don't want to step on the program.
I don't, you know, when I think of socialists, I don't put the two of them in the same category.
Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders is a wild, crazy-eyed socialist. I don't see Joe Biden. I think he's more temperate. A lot of people around him
Is Joe Biden making his own decisions, or is he being led by the far left of the party that does embrace socialism?
Go ahead. You had one other thing to say.
So Ron DeSantis over the weekend came out and said that Florida supports the people of Cuba and they encouraging them to take to the streets. And we'll see what happens. There were some protests in Florida, that were supporting the Cubans who are trying to get out of there. And
the Defense Department,
Marco Rubio has been all over this too.
He's a big phony. DeSantis, I don't mind, but Marco Rubio is just a phony.
In any case, he's calling on the president and the secretary of state to get the Cuban military to free their own people.
And you think they're going to pay any attention to him?
The president and the secretary of state, if they're smart, they would.
No, DeSantis, maybe. But all right, let's go to the situation in Haiti down the road a bit. The Defense Department apparently analyzing a request by certain authorities, I think mostly military authorities, right? Because nobody knows who's in charge since they bumped off the president last week. Are we supposed to send in troops? Should we? Is it our role? Or is the United Nations the peacekeeper? And should they be the ones sending in troops? The Prime Minister is a guy named Claude Joseph, interviewed over the weekend, said police had the right people in custody, including a couple of Americans who apparently were down there for bad business. There are hit squads. There are people who get hired, you know, to bump off guys like this. There are certainly international armed forces that don't belong to a country. They belong to big business. What is it, Black Wire? What's the name of that company that's notorious for having all the ex-military, paramilitary, and they are for hire? It's Black something. Blackwater, thank you.
Right.
Yeah, Blackwater. Meanwhile, it'll be interesting to see what the FBI comes up with in Homeland Security. Some of those folks are going down to Port-au-Prince, Haiti this week to assess the situation. So the question is, and this may be a good question for our social media, as we ask lots of good questions to get your input, help yourself to all of our social media, Twitter at DJV Show, and likewise at Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Should we stick our neck out? Should we be there to assist or help? Should we get involved in any way, Jay, in Haiti's problem?
That's a great question. Hit us up at DJV Show, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
So what do you think?
And I'm already, the first response is going to be, check the Clintons. We don't have to
check
go anywhere.
What?
Go to check the Clintons' house.
The Clintons.
There's been a lot of stuff on social media that Hillary was behind the Haitian pop because the Clinton Foundation did a lot of work down there, remember?
Oh, really? Is there something, is there meat to that,
you
or
saw,
is that
didn't
just
you,
a rumor?
Yeah. Didn't you, Jay, the trending? Yeah. They're like, the Clintons' house.
All right, but what is there? Do the Clintons, I suppose Bill has connections to Blackwater or something like that. They could have gone. I suppose. Now listen, anything is possible, right?
Anything
is possible. All right, so we talk about the Obamas, talk about the Clintons. Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter celebrated their wedding anniversary at the house down in Plains, Georgia. 300 guests were there, including Bill and Hillary. Very interesting, because Jimmy Carter has despised Bill Clinton over the years. I find this very interesting. He didn't mind Hillary, but there was the frost that was between them. Remember when Bill Clinton was inaugurated the second time, Jimmy Carter wouldn't shake his hand? Do you remember that video? Or many people probably don't remember it.
Uh-uh.
But Jimmy didn't like Bill's lifestyle. And at that point in time, it was public what was going on, what had gone on, even though Jimmy knew what was going on before, when Bill was governor of Georgia, back when. When was Bill? It was before, just before
Arkansas.
He ran for president, right? I mean, Arkansas, yeah. But the essence, everybody knew what was going on. And Jimmy didn't like it. But the fact that they were there, I find that interesting. Garth Brooks sang to them. That must have been nice. Kind of sweet. They're, if nothing else, you know, somebody will probably accuse them of being socialist because he was a Democrat. I don't know that he was. I don't know. He was not a good president, no matter how you say it.
No, but I think everybody, here's the thing.
Sweet
guy.
He's got
an amazing character, and he's probably been the most effective past president that we've ever had.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was terrible in office, but he did a lot with Habitat for Humanity, and I give him props for that.
You know what else I saw this weekend, Jennifer? The reason some people are looking back, you know, historians are always doing this sort of thing, and I was reading a book about George Bush, and one of the things, and I don't know why, I wasn't a big fan of George Bush as president, but I think he's a very decent guy. And like I said, it just, you know, he's matured, shall we say, grown up. And so this book is about why he...
I'm assuming you're talking about W?
Yeah. Why is it that he got elected? How did he get elected? And one of the things that he did, Larry King was famous for this as well. Every time he ever met with anybody, any time he ever did business with anybody, any time, in Larry King's case, he interviewed somebody, he always sent a thank you note. Thanks very much for being on my program, Larry King. Thanks very much for meeting with me. Thanks for helping with the ball team. Thanks for helping me here. Thanks for helping me there. He sent out tens of thousands of these thank you notes. And you know what? That sort of thing sticks. People remember stuff like that, and it benefits when you get right down to it. It always benefits not only the recipient because they feel good, but also the person that sends it, the note. I think it's cool. It's a good idea. I actually thought about that. I wish I had the time to do it. I think that it would be a,
well, make
it's a wonderful.
Do you think George Bush had the time?
I don't know that he had as much to do. He was, when he started running for president, but he was, when he was running the Rangers and stuff, it was just a titular
sort of thing. George W. Bush was president because he didn't concede. He was under a tremendous amount of pressure to concede it with the whole hanging chad thing in Florida.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And he pursued his legal lawsuit, and Al Gore allowed it. And that's why George Bush is president today.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, he didn't
I think he was a very decent man. He's the one that got me into politics because I thought that he was worth, like, I thought he was a politician worth fighting for. Unfortunately, think about all the horrible things people said, that he was a cokehead, that he was an alcoholic, that he was, they did say that, Doug, that he was an idiot, that he was only there because of his dad, and that the library, his presidential library would be filled with coloring books. Remember that? Now people look at him and they're like, oh, we love George Bush.
Well, but you look back at how bad leadership is since then. Everybody looks better on the second look after, you know, I was going to say the morning after, but maybe not so. That's not a good comparison. At any rate. I just wanted to tell that story about George Bush and how he was able, for whatever, maybe he had somebody in his staff send out the notes, but still, it's a good touch. It's a nice feel. 18 past the hour on the Good Feeling DJV program.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The new Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, plus special financing. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner at the ready and at your service and on your side. Our daily download always goes through the highlights of the program. You can find it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Same for other shows that I do, like the American Family Farmer Show. Lots of information in that show every week about you and food and how it's going to be an interesting fall and winter more lately because of the weather and what it's going to do to affect the prices of food. Check it all out. American Family, say it again, Doug, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, 23 after the hour now. It's the DJV program with Jay Kirshner stepping up to the plate now. The trending information Jennifer focuses on, at least to begin with here, the hilarious Hilaria Baldwin, who now is once again...
She's a nut.
She is. Apparently she had her eyes on...
She threw herself back into the spotlight, yeah.
By doing what?
Commenting, well, so her heritage scandal, where it was found out she was not born in Spain like she had previously claimed, she...
Why do people care? Why would this woman care where she's from?
Because it was so much a part of her identity. She was doing this cooking video, and I think we played it. Phil, you may even still have it, where she was on the Today Show. Keep in mind, she was born in Boston. She was not born in Spain. And she's sitting up there doing a cooking demonstration and goes, how you say cucumber? Are you nuts?
Yeah, and I mean, I get that her family traveled to Spain, vacation in Spain. Her parents, her family, she has family.
I've been in Spain, too. Wait a minute. How, can I speak?
Yeah, let me. Now you're Spain.
And it's okay. And it's okay to say, like, I really like this culture. I want to bring parts of it into my life and, you know, honor certain things. But to straight up give the illusion of, no, I was born in Spain. I am Spanish.
With an accent.
Well, yeah, so what she is talking about.
Do that
about
again,
now,
Jennifer. Will you please? I want to
say
the cucumber.
How you say cucumber? When she's Hillary from Boston. I mean, come on.
Well, a lot of people in Boston talk like that these days. At any rate, okay. So she was a wannabe, and what happened? Nothing.
Yeah, so she caught up. She had said that she caught up with some family, and they were talking about how they grew up, languages, cultures, being multicultured, and it should be very valid. And just discussing how you want to belong, people just want to belong, and everybody's trying to deny the rights of people to belong to something. So she expressed her hope
I belong to the human race. Thanks very much. And
understanding that everyone is unique to be normalized, and she wants that to be normalized, and that culture, language, sexual orientation, religion, and political beliefs are allowed to be fluid. So that's what she's pushing now.
Right.
To each their own. Live and let live.
I mean, it's just, it's so weak sauce because she knows that fluid's like a hot term right now. So she thinks she can save her reputation by saying that she's fluid. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the reason that anybody, I wonder if Amy Schumer feels guilty about any of this, because the whole reason people even know about this is because of Amy Schumer. Because on social media, she went after Hillary or Hilaria for posting all those yoga videos like 1 minute after she had a baby. She was like perfectly thin and like standing up on her head, and Amy Schumer's like, hello, real mom over here. This is not how it goes. And that's when people uncovered her. Mm,
said, and she even said, and Ilaria Baldwin had said in a video on social media of, like, just leave me alone. You know, she asked to be left alone, and now here she is throwing herself back in.
Back.
If people want to live fluid, no matter what it is, let them live. If people want to be offended by it, let them be offended by it.
Who cares is what
do
I say.
Do what you want to do. Live your life.
Go where you want to go.
A lot of people say that she adapted that accent because she was trying to catch
Let's hear it again,
Baldwin.
Jennifer.
How you say cucumber? But no, she apparently, I guess she knew that Alec Baldwin liked a Latina woman. And so,
well, famously, she loved Selma Hayek.
Right.
And Selma turned him down.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so she found this out, and when she was waiting on him at a cafe, she, you know.
Now there is somebody who really.
I met at a yoga class.
I wanna know what Selma Hayek says about cucumbers. That's kind of what I want to know. Meanwhile, Mel B, the Spice Girls, remember them? Who doesn't? I always liked the Spice Girls.
Yeah,
I mean, ladies, you like
them?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Love them. Dancing around in the basement, all of the friends. Each of us were one.
So are they coming back or not? What's the scoop?
Well, Mel B is teasing a special reunion she promised with the 25th anniversary of Wannabe, which hit the charts July 8th, 1996, and all of the ladies were given their props online.
All right, let's hear, Jennifer, your version of Wannabe, please. Let's hear the two of you.
No, I've already given you Hilaria Baldwin.
That's it, huh?
Let Jay sing Wannabe for you.
I don't know that Jay likes to sing, frankly. Those of us, that doesn't mean that she can, but I'm not.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The head of Haiti's National Police announced Sunday that officers arrested a Florida man accused of masterminding the killing of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. Dan Naraki reports.
A Florida-based doctor has been arrested in the assassination of Haiti's president. Haitian-born doctor Christian Sanon was arrested Sunday, accused of being a key figure behind last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said Sanon recruited the group that stormed the president's home and shot he and his wife. He added that Sanon planned to take power following the killing. He is the third person with ties to the U.S. to be arrested in the investigation into the murder. 18 Colombian men and 3 other Haitians have also been arrested.
Officials in Florida are reporting more manatees have died already this year than in any other year in Florida's recorded history, primarily from starvation due to loss of seagrass beds. 841 manatee deaths were recorded between January 1st and July 2nd because of an outbreak of toxic red tide. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
As billionaires start taking trips into space on their own private crafts, that spells good news for everyone that wants to experience space. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Billionaire Richard Branson blasted into space on Sunday morning, joining 3 other passengers aboard a Virgin Galactic rocket. The flight is a landmark for Virgin, who plans to begin commercial space flights in 2022. Veteran astronaut Tom Jones believes the launch is a big step towards creating that industry. The veteran of 4 space shuttle missions tells Fox News that Virgin's suborbit flights can actually open up space travel to more people.
It's a great step forward because it's the opening of the door to space tourism, and that's a new expansion of the economy in space. We go from communication satellites and weather satellites and transmitting phone calls through space. Now we're opening up the doors to tourism. There have been 8 tourists to visit the International Space Station, but because of this suborbital venture, Virgin Galactic, the trip is shorter, but it's cheaper, and so it opens access to a wider population of prospective space travelers.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The world's largest astronomy museum is opening in Shanghai, China on Friday. With no straight lines or right angles used throughout, the structure is instead formed in 3 overlapping arcs that allude to the orbits of celestial bodies. The 420,000-square-foot Shanghai Astronomy Museum will house exhibitions, planetarium, an observatory, and a 78-foot-tall solar telescope. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I like everything that you say and do. Phil, you got that song somewhere? I'm trying to remember who it was. Who was it? Phil McGeehan is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm on the farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Name is Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is in the valley. In the valley of the shadow of death, there shall be no evil.
Remember that? Just the San Fernando Valley.
Okay, you can do that too. And Jay is down in Nashville with all the cats, the cool cats. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Victoria off today. It's time for us to stand up and take credit, at least partially, for some of the good things that we, you know, sometimes you look around and see, I want to talk about this, or I want to get engaged in this conversation. One of the things that I like about baseball is what it reminds me of in terms of my childhood. I'm not a big sports fan. We all joke about that. This is not a place that you come when you want to know what's going on in the world of sports. But there are always things that come up, and I thought it was very interesting. The name Joe Pepitone, does that mean anything to the two of you, Victoria and Jennifer? Joe Pepitone?
No.
Doesn't mean anything to either one of you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's been in the Baseball Hall of Fame. We're talking about Halls of Fame today off the Radio Hall of Fame. The Baseball Hall of Fame really means something. A lot of great people in it. He was a Yankee first baseman. He's suing the Hall of Fame over the bat Mickey Mantle used to hit his 500th home run. Have you heard about this? The bat belonged to Pepitone. Mantle borrowed it when he hit that the 500th home run. So the lawsuit states that he loaned the bat to the Hall of Fame like he let Mantle use it, but the condition was the bat would be returned if he wanted it back. And now they say, no. He asked the Hall of Fame last year. The Hall of Fame says, no, we're not giving it back. They have said that he gave it to them without condition. He says, no, I own the bat. The Hall of Fame says
proof?
That he, well, the problem is that the ball club buys the bats. So in reality, they really own the bat. But Pepitone, it was his favorite bat and his lucky bat. And
well, for
so
good reason.
Mantle was out there and they were great friends. So Pepitone said, here, use this bat maybe, you know, because he was up. Everybody was all excited because Mantle was ready to hit. Everybody in the stands knew he was up for the 500th home run. 1967 was the year, a fabulous year for baseball. He finished his season with 536 home runs. That's pretty cool. He and Ted Williams and a lot of the other people in that era. It was hard to hit a home run. Today, hit a home run. You know, everybody hits home runs. But these guys are really good at it. And so you got to wonder, under the circumstances, is Pepitone right? It was his bat that he was using, but he didn't pay for it. And that's what the Hall of Fame, it sounds to me like we're trying to get, we're splitting hairs here a little bit. But he wants the, you know, he's an older fellow.
Well, is it a publicized story that he loaned the bat to Mickey Mantle?
Publicized, oh yeah. When he hit his 500th home run, Mantle went over and hugged Pepitone. When he came back into the dugout, they were all over. Well, wasn't this great because I used your bat? Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, that was kind of the whole, I remember it. I remember this very well, actually. I was a sophomore, junior in college. I think as we were going back to school, as a matter of fact. Anyway, what do you think? Is that too complicated a question to ask on social media, Jay?
I think it's hard to say. Don't you think it's hard to say that it would be their bat? Ownership belongs to the club, I guess.
Yeah.
But
well,
it's almost like finders keepers.
Did you use that when you were a kid? Finders keepers, losers weepers. I guess under the circumstances. Okay. By the way, in the Haiti thing, you saw that a doctor from Florida was arrested. He's one of the latest Americans involved up to the Mickey in this guy's death. And so you got to wonder what people. The police chief mentioned in several of the circumstances, the National Police Chief Leon Charles. So there's more on that stuff. The ticket holders for the Fyre Festival could get one more after last year, right? When was that supposed to take place? The fall, wasn't it? The Fyre Festival? Remember that? When everybody was...
Yeah, I think it was...
Yeah, was that 2019?
Time ago. 2018? Yeah, 2018.
Was it 2019? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the people that all the people that are owed their money back because of the tickets that they bought are not going to get them, probably. Right?
Yeah, it was 2017. That's how
was it that far back? Good Lord. Really? So they only have, paying off all the creditors, there's only $300,000 left to divvy up among the people who spent $7 million to buy a ticket. So why?
So
you're going to get nothing. You're not going to get anything.
The New York Post says it's the bankruptcy equivalent of a cold cheese sandwich. The trustee that's overseeing it says that they filed court papers to start distributing the funds that have been recovered after the flame out in 2017, but there's not a lot of money
it's
to go
2017.
Around. Yeah. That's why when you said last year, I was like,
yeah, well, it seems like it was last year.
Four years of trying to recoup money. Apparently He's collected like $1.4 million of the money. So after subtracting the costs of $1.1 million, including a payment to Master, who's one of the attorneys, and his legal team, there's $300,000 left for creditors. That will leave less than 4 cents on the dollar for unsecured creditors, including ticket holders who claim they're owed more than $7 million.
Did either of you play Super Mario when you were kids? That would have been about your era, right?
Not well.
Oh, heck yes.
He played it. Uh-huh. Do you see that there was an auction over the weekend, and the most expensive Super Mario cartridge selling to date, $1.5 million.
Yeah,
Super Mario 64. It had never been used. Yeah. So, are these games going for this kind of dough? Or is this unusual? I mean, you look at these collectors and see what they pay for some
of this
stuff.
Well, this is the first time that Mario was seen in 3D. It's almost as if any time you buy a toy for your kid, maybe buy two and give one to your kid and then put one away.
Keep the other unopened.
Yeah, unopened.
Really? Hunga bunga. Rob Schneider, remember him from Saturday Night Live, says, just say no to vaccination. He's become the country's foremost anti-vaxxer. What's in it for him? I guess Jack, we have two doctors associated with this program, DGV Health. Jack says, don't get a vaccine, and Ken Kronhaus says, get a vaccine. So we're back to that whole business about how do you decide what to do. And Jennifer, you have an interesting philosophy about what's going on now. People, you know, there have been all of these advertisements on television and radio. I get the facts, go get your vax, that kind of stuff. And I don't think you haven't had it. And, Jay, you finally broke down and got your vaccine, right?
Yeah, I've been inoculated since March. I got it earlier. Yeah.
But I want to make it really clear, I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
I understand.
And so I feel like we need to know, this is a really big gray area for people that have had it. Yes, Big Pharma is going to say, yes, you should get the shot again. But my mom got really sick when she got her shot. She said it was worse than when she had COVID, and she ended up in the hospital with COVID when she got vaccinated. So it's really hard for me to say I'm going to have to take 4 days out of my life if I want to go get the vaccine because it's going to make me so sick, when I've had plenty of people with a lot of background tell me I may not need it, and I may not need it for life, because it's very unlikely that you get it if you've already had it once. So I don't know. I'd like some guidance. I'm trying to do the right thing for me. I've had bad experiences before with vaccination shots where people thought I had lupus after I took the vaccine. And I resent the heck out of the fact that people look and say, well, you're just a crazy conservative. You're just a Trumper. Well, Trump's the one who created the dang vaccine. It has nothing to do with that.
He supported it. It was under his administration.
It's so stupid. It's like I'm trying to make a good decision, and I don't need people to, pat me on the head and say, well, you're just an idiot and conservative, and you think things through for yourself.
Yeah, and that's what people are saying for people who did get the vaccine. It's nothing. Just do your own research and make the decision that's right.
Is it cool to be vaccinated? That's a good question for social media. Is it cool to be vaccinated? And see what I think. That's
is that a great
question? I think that's
you're
going to
get
question.
No.
No.
It shouldn't be cool. It should be a personal health decision. I mean, is it cool to have plantar fasciitis?
Here's what's cool. You know what's cool? Having a 1968 Corvette.
That's cool.
What's cool?
That is
cool. 44 past the hour. Your Hidden Power podcast this week, talking about sacred feminine and masculine energies and roles. If you understand your energy, a lot of women seem to be better at this than men. Do you agree, ladies, that women are more sensitive when it comes to their own understanding their own energy? Men don't
Most
seem to
times.
In general.
But sometimes.
Yeah, I wouldn't put everyone in that box, but a majority, quite possibly.
Right. So we have a woman who's on this podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com is where you get it, who's guided women to help themselves with a lot of different online programs that are around. A lot of retreats, a lot of workshops. A lot of women do, especially single women who are a little older, do this sort of thing. So check that out, along with our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, and astrologer, Laura Banks. A lot of emphasis now on astrology, and you get that covered in Your Hidden Power. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is where the discussion takes place. podcast is there or wherever you get your podcasts. In fact,
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, 47 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan and Jay Kirshner. Tommy the K is around the corner. Tom Kreidler. Actually, you know what? This is a good question for Tom. I know he's connected. How bad is it to pee in a pool? How many people? Tom Kreidler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. They have lots of information about pools, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe, Jay, this is a good... this is a good posting as well for social media. Is it bad to pee in the pool?
You should ask people, do you pee in the pool?
Well, yeah.
Just honest.
True disclosure. Yeah, exactly. Full disclosure. Mm-hmm. Truth tellers only. Who's peeing in the pool?
I always lie and tell people, now, there's chemicals in this pool that if you pee in it, it will show and we'll all point and laugh at you, whether it's true or not.
All right. So, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit, is it true that you can put some kind of chemical compound in the pool to see if people are peeing in the pool? Where's Kreidler? I thought he was right there. Phil. No, I wanted to have him on right now. That's why I'm talking to him. But did he go away?
You know that chemical does exist.
Does it really?
Yeah. People do have it. I just lie to people and say, like, we have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's like, it's here, whether it is or not. But no, that chemical does exist.
You're just ruining Doug's whole day, because Doug is absolutely, I don't even need to ask him, and I know he's a pool peer.
Yeah.
Are you a pool peer?
Oh, 100%.
All right, so Tommy, is there a chemical or not?
Well, I think it's an acceptable white lie if you're trying to teach kids and they're convinced them not to pee in the pool, but I don't think there is.
Really? There's nothing.
What do you tell them? If you pee in the pool, it's going to turn red or something? And everybody will know?
It's bright blue or green.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
All right, they got no peeing in the pool. That's 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No talk about COVID here. It's all about you and your home. It's the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program that we focus on the information that comes from the various enterprises, the podcast and the newsletter, all the great important things that happen under the watch of Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host with Leslie Segretti. And yes, we were just talking about pools and peeing in the pool. The average swimmer jumping into a pool can introduce the following into the pool, Tommy. 10 million microbes of his or her hair, 8 million microbes of spit, 5 million microbes of dirt on your hands, 140 billion microbes of poop, billions of microbes on your nose, your mouth, your skin that have not been cleaned off. That's where the poop comes from, in case you're wondering. Let's see here. You could sweat off a can's worth of like a soda can's worth of sweat in the pool. And the average person doesn't even know that he's peeing in the pool. And the average person contributes a cup of pee into the pool. Pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, really good way to start the day, Doug.
Yeah, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen,
nice.
You heard it here first. Okay, one of our traditions when Tommy the K is here, getting questions from those of you who listen on the DJV program, Kelly says that the house has a concrete walk in the front with a bump where a section settled 2 inches down. So what do you do about it? That's because it wasn't properly prepared, right?
Probably not.
If all the soil had been compacted,
yeah,
it wouldn't
do that. A lot of concrete will settle over the time like that, and especially if it's an area where there's a lot of water runoff that gets under it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two things you could do, Kelly. You could break up that one section of concrete and, of course, re-pour it. But that's kind of a really big, project, especially if you're, not really familiar with how that all works. The other thing that you could do is
Tommy's telling you it's dangerous. Don't do it. That's what he's telling.
I'm just saying it's a big job. You got to bust it up with a sledgehammer, or you got to rent a sledgehammer.
Yeah. You know, it's not, this is not terribly difficult stuff. It's just heavy work, and it requires a certain amount of skill to form concrete. But an easier way to do it, there's a product, there are products out there that are designed to stick to old concrete, and that's the key. A lot of times when people make these repairs, Doug, what they'll do is they'll use regular mortar mix.
Right.
And it just separates off.
All right, so is this the stuff you're always talking about that you can put on your garage floor? Is it the same thing that evens things out?
Well, that's a different product. But there's a Quikrete has one that's called a structural repair mix. And it has a polymer in it that's specifically designed to stick to the old concrete. Because if you don't use that type of a product, it will just chip and break off. The whole thing will just come apart, especially if it's outside and the first freeze comes, the water gets between the old concrete and the new mortar that you thought looked great, except that the water just splits it right off, freezes and splits it right off. So if you use the right repair product, you can fix that yourself, Kelly, and stop the tripping.
All right, let me jump in here with an experience. You know, we've had such horrible rain. You're down in New Jersey. You've had a lot of horrible rain as well. We've had 12 days without rain going away. And the other night, because of the hurricane, the rain whipped in here, blew 30, 40 miles an hour, and I can't remember when it poured as hard as it did for hours and hours. And I notice in my hallway coming through the front door that there are stains and the paint's beginning to chip or fall off of the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if the first thing I thought was, well, I left a window open upstairs, but I didn't. And then, but there's one of those arches over the doorway.
Right.
Could there be water coming in through that, through the clapboards, that sort of thing? I hope not, but maybe.
I think if you had a leak from a rainstorm, Doug, you would know it. It wouldn't just be minor amounts of paint chipping and that sort of thing. Typically, when you have multiple layers of paint on a surface, at some point, the old paint will not be able to stick to the new paint, and it will start to break off. And when that happens, you have to really strip down the old paint to get to a fresh surface. You can't put good paint over bad paint because that seal, once it's broken,
it's peeling,
that layer,
and it goes down, it's gone to the original plaster on the ceiling. Right? When you peel off the paint, it's
then what you
down.
Have to do is prime it, and you need to prime it with an oil-based primer.
Yeah. All right. I like oil-based paint anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so that's good to know. All this rain. So you got how many more days left on that great sweepstakes program that you're running?
Yes, for Deep Sentinel, we're giving away $4,000 in cameras. We got about 10 days left, so you can still enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes and win yourself a fantastic home security system from Deep Sentinel, including cameras that are monitored 24/7 by your own personal security guards.
All right, that's at moneypit.com, where you find the newsletter and also the podcast. Lots of important things come, information galore, when you're connected to the Money Pit. Tom Kreitler, co-host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit, here on the DJV program.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.